Well, good evening, everyone. This is the Purium's Tuesday Night Business Training Call. My name is Geraldine Camarillo. I am a 4-star crown with Purium, and it is a delight and a blessing to be here with all of you, amazing team members. I get the opportunity to introduce someone very special, and I believe before I get to introduce another special person, I believe Dave Sandoval is on the line. Dave, are you on the line?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you? Happy June.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I know that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight, and I am personally responsible, I think, for that because I threw out a Facebook message saying that we were going to make a pretty important announcement tonight. So I'm going to tell you more about that after you get through with your information. But what I have to tell you we jumped the gun just a tiny bit because the programmers weren't quite ready to go live tomorrow morning with this. And so I will tell you more about the promotion, but it will not be going live. So I apologize for that. I wanted to come right up front and tell you that it was my fault, mea culpa, whatever you want to call it. And but the programmers just couldn't quite get it ready, and it needs to be perfect because it's going to blow up. So I just wanted to let you know that, and I'll tell you more, some things that you're going to really want to hear about the promotion, but not until after we've heard from our guests.
Well, thank you so much. You guys just heard from our amazing founder, Dave Sandoval. Thank you, Dave, for popping in, and we're looking forward to hearing the great news that you have to share. So in the meantime, I want to just welcome everyone to this amazing weekly call that we have with Purium. And, you know, it's really you that makes this business work. So thank you for treating your business like a business. As we all know, you are CEOs of your own company. In fact, at this time, I would love to bring up another CEO of her own company. She is a servant leader to everyone who gets to work with her. I've had the great pleasure for Arna and I to be guided and coached and mentored by this beautiful person. And she is a 2-star crown with Purium. And it is my delight to bring up my dear friend, someone who really knows how to teach people to succeed and truly from her heart, my very dear sister and friend, Tracy Fujikane. Tracy, are you on the line?
Here I am, Jer. Thanks so much for hosting our call. It's really my privilege to be here. And I definitely want to pass on David Litt's apologies. Right now it's 2 a.m. where he's at in England, and he had every intention of giving us a preview of that new promotion that we're going to be launching, but he is not able to get on the bridge because it won't accept an international number. So he definitely sends his regrets and had asked me to convey some of the company information before we get into the training. And of course, it was an amazing May. Mayhem was an amazing month, and we saw new crowns come out of May. And so first of all, we want to congratulate our newest crowns, Doreen and Coach Pat Martin from Florida. Congratulations on achieving the rank of crown. And also to Michael and Lucy Mazes from California, also brand new crowns of Purium. And to give you an idea of how successful Mayhem was, we enrolled almost 6,000 new members for the month of May. And so that's a huge congratulations, a huge sign of the growth that we're experiencing, that we're getting some traction with sharing our mission and our vision, and it's such an exciting time. So I want to especially appreciate Dave and Amy for putting together Mayhem and giving us that tool to go out into the marketplace and really find our customers that have been waiting and wanting to get into Purium. So, and I'm going to skip over the part that is going to be covered by David Sandoval later about what's coming up on Thursday, but definitely Thursday night's call is the call not to miss. Our business opportunity call is going to be where we launch this new promotion that we have to leverage for the rest of June. And I can tell you it's even bigger and better than what happened in May. So June monsoon is coming on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. And so before we get started on the training, I want to find our winners of the convention promotion. And of course, if you remember that you have to have your convention ticket bought by the end of the previous week, which was on Friday, and if you had enrolled at least one PLC, one Purium Lifestyle Club member during that week, and you have to be present to win. So I'm looking for a couple of people, and when I call your name, you need to hit *6 to announce yourself. So right now I'm looking for Wendy Bielek from Arizona. Wendy, are you out there with us? You can hit *6 and you would get your convention ticket paid for. We're going to give Wendy one more chance before we announce one more name. Wendy Bielek from Arizona, are you out there? All right, Wendy, well, thanks for playing to win. And our next name, I'm looking for Isabel Hernandez from California. Isabel, are you out there? You just need to hit *6 and announce yourself, and you will be the winner of a convention ticket.
This is Beth from Isabel. I'm not sure if she's on the call, but can I claim it for her? This is Beth Geistemper.
Isabel needs to be present to win.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Isabel, this is going to be your last chance, unfortunately. Well, of course, every week is a new opportunity to win. So make sure that you have contestants. Do I hear somebody out there? Wendy or Isabel? No? Okay, so you have another chance to win. Next week, Tuesday, there'll be another set of tickets up for grabs. So make sure you have your convention ticket bought, that you enroll at least one PLC member, and that you show up because you must be present to win on the Tuesday night business training call. All right, so tonight we're talking about making connections, and I want to thank everyone for coming on to this call, and I really want to start this segment with a quote about success from Henry Ford. And what Henry Ford said was, if there is any one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own. So in modern times, what we might say that can help us to be successful is first to get ourselves and then to get over ourselves. And then to get others. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about tonight. So whether you're interested in building an empire or you just want to connect better with friends and loved ones, it really makes sense to learn about other people's perspectives. And so tonight, I'm going to help you build your PECs. That's right. We have an acronym, P-E-C, build your PECs. And it always comes down to these three things when we're working with people. And, of course, we're in a people business. So it comes down to perspective, expectations, and communication. Always some combination of those three things. So if you think about your organization or your family or your friends, are there certain people that you just connect better with than others? Are there certain people that you just can't seem to get on the same page with? Well, we're going to talk about some ways to identify what their communication style is, what they're, how to change our perspectives. And this is how powerful perspective really is. And those who know me know it's probably my favorite word of all time because I feel that it's so powerful when we can take control of our own perspectives. And it's really how we see things, because if we can change our perspective and we change the way that we see things, we can change the way that we think about things. And when we change the way that we think, we can change the way that we feel. And when we change how we feel, we can change what we do. And when we change what we do, we can change what we have. In other words, we can change the outcome and the result just simply by changing our perspective. So if you imagine a valley and you're on one side and I'm on the other side and we're both looking at the exact same place in the middle and we're even talking about the same thing, but how we see it and how we talk about it might be completely different. And isn't that true in our business as well? You might notice that some people talk about this business in terms of numbers, in terms of BV, in terms of points, and in terms of how big your organization is. And other people are talking about how many lives we're changing, how people are really becoming part of this community and growing together. And really, we are talking about the same thing. And so there's another key component about communication, which is to understand the difference between intention, intent, versus impact. So there's two sides to the equation when it comes to communication, which is going to be, what message am I trying to give to you? But trying to understand, really, what impact will it have to you? But being the person that is being communicated to, really trying to understand the other person's intention. Was it malicious? Or are they trying to help me? What was the message that they intended to give? And if we can do that, we'll meet somewhere in the middle. But back to that message about that one valley that we're all looking at. We're all looking at the same thing, and we really are talking about the same thing, because in our business, it's so amazing that we get paid for helping people. When we help people, we automatically get paid. So you don't have one without the other. And so I don't want people to mistake what's happening there. When we say we want you as part of our business, we're really saying we want you as part of our community. And when we say we want you as part of our community, we're saying we want you as part of our business. It's all interchanged. And so the language that we use and how we convey these things, it does matter. Because have you ever gone to a foreign country and you don't know the language and you only speak English because that's what you know? And so is it something that is hard or natural to adapt? And definitely it's natural to come from our own point of view. And that's why that quote from Henry Ford is so powerful and important. And so it makes a lot of sense to learn about other people's perspectives and first learn about ourselves. But really the communication, again, perspective, expectation, and communication, depending on our perspective, how we see things, it creates expectations of other people, whether it's spoken or unspoken, and that's where the communication comes in. And I like exploring different behavioral style methods as well as different personality assessment styles, because behavior really is the tip of the iceberg. And we can see behaviors, we can experience behaviors, we can observe behaviors in other people. When we're building communities, then personality starts to become a bigger deal when we're working with our team. And there are some that you may be familiar with, some of these methods and philosophies. So some tools that you may have come across would be one, Bank. And we had Sherry Tree at our first convention. And so you might be familiar with blueprints, actions, nurturers, and knowledge people. And this refers to different behavior styles again. So then there's the Color Code by Dr. Taylor Hartman. And his personality assessment is based on four core motives that correspond to four colors. So red is power, which is simply the ability to move from point A to point B. Blue is intimacy, which is connection to people. White is about peace. And yellow has a core motive of fun. So what's interesting is that we may all do the same action. So there are so many of us that are going to end up at convention, for example. So getting to convention is something that many of us will do. But the reason why we might go might be a little different. And so the conversations that have to happen with different people are going to vary. Some people will come to convention because they understand that it's going to help them build their empire. So they're going to come knowing that. Formulation-wise, on average, what I've heard David Scolteri talk about is that each cheek in a seat, each person you bring to convention, could be worth $1,000 over a 12-month period of time. So if you bring 100 people to convention with you, you can look at a $100,000 check potentially when you work with and nurture these people and have these relationships. So that's a really powerful motivator for someone who's action-oriented, who's red, who wants to, that's interested in power. And yet you have other people who want to come and meet all of the people that they've gotten to know through Facebook, that they've gotten to hear on call, that they've connected with but never met in person. So to make that personal connection with people may be the reason why other people may come to convention, while still others want to come for the party. They saw the pictures, they saw the ball gowns, they saw all of the, you know, movie star looking people up there on the stage, and they want to be one of them. They want to come and stretch their stuff on that stage. They want to come as a crown. They want to come as a diamond. So really everybody has their own reason for coming, and it's about the language that we use. Because if we come to somebody and speak Chinese to someone who only speaks English and they don't understand why we're trying to get them to convention, it's really listening and observing for clues on what it is that they care about. And so when we look at some of the behaviors that we can observe in people, I want you to look around at some of the people that you know and start to say, are they somebody who speaks fast, or are they someone who speaks slowly? So again, there's so many different philosophies and methodologies that you can use, but what I'm going to share with you right now is just some general tips on how to connect with people, which is really pacing and mirroring what that person does and how they act. So in other words, if you're somebody who is very deliberate and very thoughtful and it takes you time to absorb information, but somebody comes at you and they're giving you all this information, they're talking a mile a minute and you don't understand all the information that's coming with you, there's definitely going to be some irritation on probably both sides of that equation. And vice versa. If you're somebody who means business and you know what you want to do and you're trying to get the point across and you speak in bullet points and this person is going on and on about how they had such a beautiful weekend and the sun was shining and I got to take my family out, and you're like, get to the point. Why are we here? And so really understanding where some of that friction may come, you can start to identify some of these attributes to help you. So again, that first one is fast versus slow, and trying to keep pace with the person that you're speaking with. You can also listen to the words that they might be using. So people who speak in bullet points tend to speak in absolutes. It is this way. This is how it is. Versus people who say, well, I think that's how it is. Versus, I really feel that that could be the case. And so really pay attention to the language that people are using when they speak. And you'll start to get an idea whether they're more of a thinker, more analytical, whether they're more of a feeler, the touchy-feely type that cares about feelings and wanting to be connected to people. And it makes a big difference when people who are very bullet-pointed speak to someone who really is here for the relationship and the community. Network marketing in general, we tend to attract, and especially in Purium, because we're so much about helping people, we tend to attract a lot of nurturers, a lot of blues, a lot of people who care about that intimacy, and that is what we have created, so it's really wonderful. Some other things, as far as language, being able to use words like building your empire, that it really talks to certain people. Other people will be completely turned off, versus we're here to help people. And there's something that I want to share about these methodologies. While, again, there's only four quadrants or four colors, or there seems to be a limitation. And it is my belief that it's one of the most unloving things that we can do is to put somebody in a box. And so the phrases that I would strike from what we say would be, I know how she is. I know how they are. And when we can look at ourselves and we can say, I am capable of expanding, growing, really evolving into something more than I am, and we can turn and look at our team and we can look at others and we can say, if I'm capable, they are capable too. They are capable of being something different than they have been before. And we give each other room to expand, grow, and excel. And so these are not boxes to put people in. They're simply a way to connect with people by saying, I'm like you and I understand you, and we can be on the same page. And my advice would really be to not be so literal in what we do. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in saying, well, I want you to be part of my business. And we know that 90-something percent of people really come in and say, I'm not interested in doing a business. I want to do a transformation for myself. And that's completely fine. We want you to have an amazing transformation. And what you can do is when you get your pack, take a picture of it, post it for me, tag me, and let me know what day you're going to be starting. So what did I just do there? I walked them through the G and game plan without saying you're doing a business. Because a business really translates to a lot of people as responsibility, time, commitment. It's a really big word for a lot of people and what they perceive that it means. And for the rest of us, we really understand that, in a sense, doing the business is simply sharing your gift cards. You became a walking billboard. It's getting people those gift cards and showing people, hey, did you know that you're really close to being able to get a bonus to help you get your products paid for? Let me show you how to do that without going into, hey, did you know you're almost a consultant? If you get so many more points and you get to 1,000, you get two people, and then what you can do is you get the $50. It's so overwhelming a lot of times for certain people. So that's where that not being so literal and understanding people's language can really come in to serve both of you, because, again, we're looking at the same valley, looking and talking about the exact same thing. So when you think about it, if you get so many of these methodologies, there's even DISC or Myers-Briggs, and there's so many ways to get yourself, you simply can bring it down to the basics of mirroring and pacing your friend, your client, your prospect, whether they're fast or slow, whether they're a thinker or feeler, whether they speak in bullet points or they like to speak about their families. You can really just be a good listener, be a great observer, and when we can make those connections, we feel like we're on the same page, and it's like greasing the skids. If you want to grow a huge empire or you want to grow a big community of people who are helping others, it's all about that connection. So I hope you found some helpful tips today. And Dave Sandoval, are you still on the line to give us some preview of what's coming on Thursday?
I am. So, well, the first thing that's coming is my plane. It's going to come and pick me up and take me to Germany. And then that evening, we are going to do a reveal for you guys. It's going to be what I wanted to do tonight, and I jumped the gun just a little bit, but I apologize. I think the one thing at Purium is we're really fast to the draw, and then we've just got to make sure that the holster's not locked still, you know. So we've came up with a really amazing concept to continue the mayhem that we created, and to do that, you know, with a monsoon of momentum. So we now have the June momentum monsoon. And the reason why is because we are absolutely dedicated to building business people within our industry. In other words, our industry is, of course, Purium. And the business people, well, that's you. And sometimes you need to talk business to do business. And on Thursday, you know, we had a great promotion for anybody who wanted to come in and be a member of Purium. That was great because that builds our family. Now what we need to do is we are going to go out. We're going to find the shepherds. You know what I mean? We're going to find other people who are then going to invite their families in. So we had our chance in May. All the people who are just family people, they wanted to come into the company, great. But next comes the business builders. And I wish we could announce it today, but on Thursday we're going to show you that we're absolutely dedicated, that the bigger the package that you bring somebody in, the more love we're going to show them. And if you tie that to a convention ticket, we're having an unprecedented sort of bundle that we've never done before. When you bundle coming in as a business member with buying a ticket, we are going to bundle your savings in ways that are really phenomenal. So that's all I'm allowed to tell you right now. David Litt is cringing and grinding his teeth, but somewhere in London. But the bottom line is that that we're going to blow it up. We're going to keep building momentum. And we're going to start to make some little teaser announcements. You're going to start to hear about some of the things that are going to be, you know, new products that might be introduced or new concepts that might be introduced. And we're going to be feeding that out, you know, every week, every couple of weeks to convention. So these calls are going to be really important. But the bottom line is, if you get people to convention, they are going to be the people who will build your business over the next year. This has been proven time and time again. Not going to convention of a company you're supposedly involved in is a big, weird energy thing. It basically says, everybody that's in my family went to the family reunion, but I didn't go. And so the people who end up at the family reunion, those are the ones who stay in touch with you over the next year. You know it's true. And the one who didn't make the time to go to the family reunion, well, they typically don't stay in touch. And so we want people there. They're going to get inspired. They get drug along. They didn't want to go, oh, do I got to go to Auntie's house? And all of a sudden they have such a great time, and they're all in. And that's what could happen at convention. So the momentum coming out of convention last year was phenomenal. We want to recreate that, but here's the thing. What about momentum going into convention? What if we've given you guys so many tools going into convention that you are roaring into convention, and then we just throw fuel on the fire then? That's our plan. That's our strategy. So we're going to keep giving you tools. Remember, it's only 73 days to convention. And for the next 30 days, excuse me, for the next, after Thursday, the next 23 days or so, you're going to have 3.5 weeks with this promotion to absolutely rock it. And then we've got something else planned, that's right, for July. And we're going to be ready to go. So you are going to have things that are going to be happening from the company for you that you're going to know we're serious about supporting you. You're going to know we're serious about you being a business builder and a business owner. And we're not perfect, never claimed to be. You know, we don't need our heroes to be perfect, because if they had to be, we'd be waiting a long, long time. So every one of you is capable of being a hero. Every one of you is a hero. And you can be that to another human being simply by helping them through a 10-day transformation. And you know it's true. So we're going to make it easier and easier for you to do that. And it starts, unfortunately, Thursday, not tonight. We're going to make that announcement. It will go live Friday morning. And since that's the start of a pay period, that's perfect. You guys are going to be working it, and you're going to be rushing, you know, I hope, out and sharing this. So again, when you have people who want to come into the business with a business building pack, you know what I mean, gold pack and up, we're going to make it so much easier for you to bring them in and to get them to convention, because that's our goal. So thank you again, Tracy. You are amazing. And everybody, I'm sure I was taking notes. I learned. I know everybody else did too. And Thursday, you know, trust me, you're going to want to be on that call, and we're going to be rocking it. Okay, well, it's my tradition on the call. Oh, go ahead. It's here. Back to you, girls.
Thanks, Dave. I'm so excited for that unveil on Thursday, and I know that it is going to bring us roaring right into convention. And, you know, again, every reason exists to be there, to meet and touch and feel and hug everybody there, and to really learn how to build community, to build our empires, to take over the world with Purium and put it on the map. So I'm so thrilled and appreciative of what you and Amy and David Litt are doing for us in the field, that we can leverage another opportunity on the way to convention. And it just blows my mind. So I know we can't say any more, but I love it, and I'm excited, and thank you. I know you like to open up the lines for one last time, and I think if John has control over that, if he could help us with that, then we'd love to say aloha.
Hello. Hey!
I'm from San Diego.
That's wonderful!
Dwayne from Washington. Aloha.